podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Check out this news from the state of Arkansas. They just came this close to passing a law that would force you to friend your boss on Facebook.
Why would they do such a horrible thing?
Yeah. Apparently it has something to do with the boss being able to see what you're up to.
Yeah, keep an eye on you.
Yeah, so that you can't hide stuff. And it was only for certain industries. But still, their House of Representatives passed it 91-1.
Golly.
It was the Senate there that said, no, that's a little too invasive.
Yeah.
So in other words, the law would be that if your boss went on, well, most people want to keep a little separation between themselves and their work and their Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Right? But I guess this law would mean that if the boss sent you a friend request, by law, you would have to accept it.
That just seems unconstitutional.
What are you in for?
Like,
isn't that crazy? So anyway, we're getting that close.
Oh, Facebook. I have a love-hate situation with the Facebook right now because I feel like I need to like certain things. And it just weighs on me. You know, like someone from high school just had a baby. And then you see, you know, there's already like 400 likes on it because it's a beautiful thing, they say. And everybody that's liked it, you are mutual friends of yours. So if you don't like it, you're the jerk store that doesn't like babies. So then I'm like, all right, congrats, better like this baby post. You know, stuff like that. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, sure. I don't. After that many, though, I mean, you can just let it go. They're not going to be like, where's Emily's?
The obligation is a real thing.
And then how about, you know, like Jeremy, like if you have like a buddy who just got like a brand new house or something, or like your nemesis, like
yes,
a new boat.
I have to like
or
it.
Or he was, you know.
Dom's jokes on Facebook, you gotta like them.
You just ignore those. Look, you know, and I've got a friend of mine who is kind of a social, her business is that she coaches small businesses on how to handle their social media.
Mm-hmm.
She does all that. And I was out having a cocktail with her, a year or so ago. And she told me, she goes, you know, when you post something on Facebook and people comment, she goes, you have to like every comment that everybody makes on all your posts. She says, because if you don't, then what you're doing, it's as if you're having a conversation with someone and they start talking to you and you just turn around and walk away.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, and I took that to heart, and for the longest time I've been trying to do that
a lot, yeah.
But here's what I found that's similar to what Emily's talking about, is that say you post something and you get 9 comments.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 of the 9 are just, you know, they're cool, something
funny,
like that, right?
Randoms.
And then there's that one, the person who makes a comment that you just feel you don't agree with it at all, and so I'm gonna
that's
what
you do.
I think that's so powerful.
It
I
is.
Love that.
It's a little slap in the face,
it
right?
Kind
there.
Of is. And
quit being stupid.
I think about that all the time. It's like, God, I'm picking out one person out of a dozen. And I'm not going to like their comment.
Right. Well, it still doesn't shut them up, though. They're still writing stupid comments.
So sometimes I find that if I'm in that position, I just don't like any of them so that then nobody feels left out.
Sure. God,
we're so stressed.
But people, in my heart, I probably liked what you said.
I like liking my own comments. and I do that a lot.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.